the source.
We're in Manchester Academy with the very lovely and very Norwegian Katzenjammer. And boy, what are you drinking? What's this? Is not a normal tea. You're in Manchester. You've got to be on a proper brew.
Yes. No, this is the women's tea. Yes, indeed it is.
And this is the throat coat. It's all is yogi tea.
Right.
Like a
and it's got word of the day on it. This one says, life ends, love is endless.
Oh, huh? That's so
mine
beautiful.
Says, you are, you have been, you will be what you do.
So, remember that,
yes,
when you're on tour.
It's a bit wishy-washy sometimes, but it's...
Yeah,
business.
Sounds like a quote from Mr. Motivator.
Yeah.
You
talk
to...
That's right.
So you're in Manchester. This is the second date of your UK tour.
Mm-hmm.
What's the UK like for you? Is it rainier than the Norway, or is it slightly nicer?
I don't know about the rain thing, but...
Oh, my God, that tea's hot. I need some throat tea now.
It's hot as well, I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
You need some water?
It's fine, don't worry.
Get him some water. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, it wasn't you, sorry.
Oh, thanks.
I normally don't buzz her around like that. No, but the weather, okay, no, it's... actually, our bus driver remembered from the last time we were touring, he said, Mariana, this is your favorite weather. I said, yeah, because the grey weather is actually kind of my favorite weather.
Right. Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. That would be lovely.
That would be all. Yeah. Thank you. Please, I'm trying to get more polite because.
Why do you normally just say, "Get out of my way"?
That's Norwegian way.
You're right.
Yeah, because there's a Norwegian guy we know that lives in London. He's been in London for 7-8 years, and he said, "On a minute, you have to work on your politeness because people think you're rude." Because I forget to say please and thank you. Because
right.
We don't do that in our everyday speech.
No, we don't.
Why not?
In our
I don't know.
We just don't
bother. I think it takes too long.
We're lazy.
Yeah.
But I really like it. I like that the Englishmen are polite to each other and say, there you are, love.
Yes.
Please, yes, and thank you.
But not here.
Yeah.
You say mate more here.
Yeah.
And
pal. Do you know what pal means?
Pal.
I reckon that cheers, pal,
yeah,
is the most manliest phrase you can say.
Lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
So what's some Norwegian for please and thank you? Do you want to teach me some?
Vash's name?
See, it is hot.
It is hot.
Do you want some water?
No, please is Vash's name.
Vash's nil.
Yeah, very good. It's nice. Be so good. Directly translated. And thank you is tak.
Tak.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Very good.
Tak.
It's very good.
And you're welcome is Vashagul.
Yeah. Well, that's the formalities.
Yes.
The name and the tea. Yes.
Hello, nice to meet you.
You make a good English woman. Well done. Let's talk about the music then.
Yep.
Because this is what you're over here to sort of showcase and promote. And the album, A Kiss Before You Go,
mm-hmm.
is amazing.
Such
a good album.
Thank you.
Know, the two singles off of it, I Will Dance and Rock, Paper, Scissors, have just been amazing. You've got airplay all over the place. And how have they gone down?
UK is pretty a new market to us, so all around the world we've been playing before this tour, those two songs have been really well received as well.
Okay.
I'd say they're the average of all our sounds, because they're sweet and they're a bit fragile sometimes, and they are punchy and melodic, and we have so much variety in our music that... Those are maybe the two best, the average songs.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Right.
But like you yourself have listened to the whole album, it has a broader range.
There's all sorts on there, though, isn't there? You know, it's not just the punchy, sometimes aggressive songs. There's some really stripped back stuff, like Lady Marlene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sort of chilled out sound. It's a lot nicer. Well, not nicer, but it's just a different thing, isn't
it? Valid, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go into the studio, or when you pick up the pen and paper and start writing, what is it that you're kind of looking for? Do you just want to try new things?
Right now, we've been writing songs for our third album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we never put any limitations to anything when it comes to songwriting or music or art. We just say, write songs, and we write songs separately. So we just had a meeting where we brought 5 songs each, and we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And it was a mixed genre here too. It was a pot, melting pot of everything. And that's the cool thing about Katzenjammer, because we never know what we're going to do next.
So we take what we have inside and what we have experienced and bring it back to the studio and
so
see
next,
what happens.
So next record could be a heavy metal record or electronic record. Everything is possible.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you have got that freedom to do whatever you like because, you know, you're all multi-instrumentalists, is that right?
You can say that.
Right, I'm going to. You are.
Yeah, we never used that phrase or that term because we started off with a few and then we ended up with a lot. So we never planned to be that either, or we weren't from before. But that also has developed with in Cats and Jammers.
With the music.
Yeah.
If the song required trumpets, we had to get a trumpet and learn how to play it.
Right, that's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. The song decides, yeah.
What's on in the tour bus then? So when you're driving around the UK, do you put CDs on, do you listen to the radio?
Just in the four by ourselves, I think.
Well, that's cool, because then it means that, you know, you're going to have a different influence to take away and bring back to the next meeting.
Exactly.
So what are you particularly listening to then, Mariana?
To say yesterday, I was listening to Radiohead, actually, in Rainbows Part 2.
And, oh, really?
I love that album, the whole thing. And I listened to Scratch My Back. Peter Gabriel does cover songs.
Ah, well, that's interesting, because Peter Gabriel, formerly of Genesis, and you've covered Land of Confusion on your album, which, when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, I know this from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then realised, oh, my, you've covered Genesis.
Yeah.
That's just so inspired. What was sort of the inspiration behind that?
Marianne is guilty.
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged. No, I have also been a Genesis fan from childhood.
Yeah.
Since I heard that song, actually, for the first time on... Or saw it, heard it on MTV with a fantastic video. I remember the first time I saw it, I was just as yay high, as high as the television, and just I was hooked. And we needed a cover song for a radio show in Norway, and I pre-arranged it for another project a long time ago. So to save time, we played it, and it just worked out so well. We had to bring it on the album.
Well, are you going to be playing it tonight?
Yep.
Mm-hmm,
brilliant.
Of course.
Cannot wait to hear. I can't wait for the gig. You know, if the album's anything to go by, then the live showcase should be even better. If the crowd's been reacting to it well,
yeah,
definitely.
We've been lucky, and we've been working really hard for it as well.
Well, Cats and Jammer, thank you ever so much for joining me, and have a great rest of the tour. Enjoy
it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The Source.